etc. when it is trying to help you. But since that, we now live, as you said, in an environment where we are put into a lot of kind of artificial situations that induce anxiety, kind of leads to the question of, you know, I feel like we're treating a man-made problem with a man-made solution in a way, or human-made problem with a human-made solution, because we created all these scenarios of getting stressed in, like, first dates and presentations and weddings, and then now we're using a pill that we made ourselves to also fix this problem.
Yeah,
it just feels like round circle kind of thing. And I, what are the implications of this, especially?
Yeah, and the reality is, like, we are at that point where we are in completely artificial, depressing a lot of the time environment, especially stemming from capitalism, and also just the education system, I think, gives people a lot of anxiety. But I think it, like, what bothers me about just prescribing propranolol for, like, situational things is that it just makes things too comfortable and, like, too easy in a way, because I'm not sure how to word this, but, like, if you don't have anything, it's not okay. I feel like you need to have something to, like, overcome in some way. And, like, anxiety, sometimes people can't overcome it and they need to take medication. But it's also, like, if it's situational, there are certain things you can do to, like, work on yourself and improve yourself, rather than just resorting to doing a medication and, like, by putting yourself out there more, or by, like, practicing more even. Like, it gives you, like, indications of what you should be doing and what you need to do more to, like, expose yourself more to these kinds of situations in a way.
Yeah, you can only grow by doing hard things. If you stay at the bottom of the hill and you keep...
That was worded perfect. That's what I was trying to say.
I mean, yeah, if you keep just finding solutions that are easy and effective to get rid of the hardness of the situation, then you can't go anywhere. You can't work on yourself as a person. And yeah, that's not to say that some people do have anxiety, and that it is a condition that is expected to affect 1 in 3 Americans. Well, that's a statistic that I found throughout their life. You know, should we be really giving propranolol? Because it is a beta blocker. It's not doing anything to the brain, but isn't it having the same effects of just taking a deep breath before presentation? Because breathing, just taking a deep breath, I mean, if you do it a couple times, it will lower your heart rate, it's proven, and blood pressure. So that's the same thing as the effects of the medication. So is it really necessary to give the medication? And it's just difficult with all these questionnaires and uncertainty of what level of anxiety someone has, or nervousness, and if it's appropriate.
Yeah,
which, and no one can really diagnose.
The whole question of even medicating people with mental health issues in the first place, and only, like, using medication as, like, the end all be all solution for it, is something I, in the first place, don't really agree with, and that it should be accompanied with some type of, like, behavioral or cognitive therapy, so that one can eventually get off the medication. Because, like any other medications too, there's side effects, and it's just a reactive thing. Like, there's no self-work needed, or, like, introspection to really try to understand yourself and change these things that are, and some things can't be changed. I'm not saying mental health is all you have to do is, like, look at yourself, like, ah, this is wrong, let me change it. But there is more to mental health issues than just medicating them. And I think we're getting into this, like, with so many things. Like, it's not just mental health, it's physical health too, for sure.
Yeah, even the, I have a little bone to pick with Ozempic, especially in the weight loss drugs and fighting obesity. We've talked about this before, but you have to really put a holistic picture. And now with celebrities microdosing and doing all these techniques so they don't feel hungry anymore, I mean, that's not really working on your health at all. That's just for superficial needs of wanting to look skinnier and not really healthier.
I feel like it's a lot just kind of like a knee-jerk reaction to the society that we're put in, rather than looking at the source of, like, why are we stressed? Why are people having issues with their weight? And why is there, like, so much cancer, for example, or so many mental health issues? Like, we're just like, oh, popping up all these medications. But then if we really were to get to the root of the problem, like, we all kind of know where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. And that would be a much more useful way to fix people's physical and mental health.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're at this point, obviously, where people make money off of prescriptions, and doing anything preventative would also kind of destroy the culture that we have.
Yeah. So. And yeah, it's helpful for these pharmaceutical companies to kind of put an illness label on anything to make money. I mean, they're like, oh, anxiety? Oh, seems like everyone has these nervous situations. Boom, here's a medication that we can all take, and it's this much money. So
it's so frustrating because there is the whole illness, like, industry where we're talking about medications and a huge hospital bills, but then there's like a huge wellness industry too, and like obviously the wellness industry isn't working either. Like there's all of these pills with like matcha inside of them, or like this like mask with snail slime in it to like make you feel better, and all of those are also, that's like a scam as well, but somehow that industry is worth billions of dollars. So it's like
there's
no like corporation obviously like fighting, maybe not no corporation, I don't know of any that are like fighting for actual wellness. Like it's just kind of this wellness industry is more of a scapegoat for what the actual problem is, which is living
capitalism.
Under this capitalistic society. And we can always draw back there. But I mean, it is like, it's in every aspect of society. And so when we're talking about like propranolol too, it is just like this reactionary thing to whatever environment that we are living in right now.
Exactly.
And yeah.
I think, yeah, those are our final thoughts before we start spinning in circles of our thoughts. But yeah, it is something that is concerning. And my mom and I have been arguing a bit about this because she is wanting me to try propranolol for these situations, which I don't believe that I have anxiety in. I just have natural nervousness for situations that I guess are anxiety inducing, but they're not chronic at all.
Yeah.
So,
but it's also easy to understand why somebody would use it. And like, if there's like, I looked at the list of side effects and they're not that bad, you know, like they're not like terrifying. And if you could just use that and have less anxiety, then why not at the same time?
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's definitely taken with a grain of salt. If you do yourself struggle with anxiety in situations that you don't feel that is to a level that you need to change your brain chemistry, but it, for things like rosacea, it could be a valid point, because having redness in your face is a physical symptom of anxiety and nervousness that you actually can't even be aware of yourself or get rid of, because like I was saying before, when I was in a situation one time where I honestly, my brain didn't feel nervous at all, and I didn't feel nervous in my body at all, but my face was bright red. And that was a symptom of anxiety that potentially things like propranolol can help with. So if it's something more like that, I can see the reasons why. But if it's just like, you know, for these things like going to the red carpet or a wedding, you know, you maybe hold back on it.
Yeah,
but that's just my opinion.
Feel your feelings too. Like that's also...
If you
good,
mess up,
even if they're negative feelings.
Yeah. If you mess up, you mess up.
Yep.
Not the end
Everyone
of the world.
Everyone does.
So that's the end of propranolol and the discussion on that.
Closed.
We closed the case. So now we have a couple more songs for this end of the hour. So this next one is from me. Again, this is my last one. This is called Sixes by Deadmau5. So a little more electronic. We're doing a little 360 from the indie from before, but hope you enjoy this one.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And you are listening to In My Years by Men I Trust from their new album, Equus Caballus. And before that, you were listening to Las Olas by the Surefire Soul Ensemble. Very calming jazz. Love that. And then before that was I'd Be Lost by The Marlowes. And we also played Water Temple Live from Sour Dope. So, yep, those are all the songs we played, I hope. Thank you guys for listening. Next up is just an open mic slot. So if you want to get involved in the radio, you can have an open mic right after ours, and that would be kind of cool.
Radio buddy.
Radio buddy. Neighbors. And after that is Bitcoover at 8 p.m. with our music director, Connor. Woohoo!
So stay tuned. I feel like, oh, okay. My mic wasn't working for a bit, so I felt like I was in the dark here.
Oh, yeah. DJ Coco was just not talking, but no. We gotta go anyway.
Okay. So. Well, see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.